Video Game Little Fetus Doom Celebrates Abortion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 16, 2020. Argentinian abortion activist Florencia Rumpel has launched a new video game called Little Fetus Doom in which players must kill off pro-life women, priests, and police before winning the game by shooting a human fetus. Little Fetus Doom, in Spanish Doom Fetido, is an adaptation of the controversial 1990s Doom game series, featuring the exploits of a space marine who fights hordes of demons and the undead. If a player succeeds in killing off the defenders of the fetus, pro-life women, Catholic priests, and police, and in terminating the boss fetus with a shotgun, the game displays the message "You defeated little fetus. Give this misoprostol to those in need so they can defeat it too." For those who do not wish to download the video game, an option exists to play a slightly inferior version directly online. If you are uncomfortable installing the game, you can play the video on the side of this page. The website of Little Fetus Doom states, "But you won't discover the secrets or have the satisfaction of annihilating the cardboard fetus with your own hands." Ms. Rumpel said she developed the game as a means of fighting for the right to legal, safe, free abortion. "At the moment, abortion is a gray legal area in Argentina," the site states. "Abortions can only be performed if the pregnancy can harm the health of the parent or in the case of rape. If you are pregnant in Argentina and wish to have an abortion, you risk facing jail time. Tons of women die every year in Argentina because abortion isn't legal in all cases," it alleges. "Since this sucks, feminism has been pushing for legal abortion in all cases since forever and has been ignored until recently," it states. "Shit got weird. No, seriously. I can't stress this enough. Shit got weird." Argentina is in the midst of a cultural battle over abortion, with abortion activists pushing a bill that would legalize abortion on demand and pro-lifers marching and campaigning against the bill's passage. President Alberto Fernandez has fast-tracked the bill after introducing it in fulfillment of a campaign promise. The proposed legislation was approved by Argentina's Chamber of Deputies on December 11 and will be heading to the Senate. Catherine Robinson, spokesperson for Right to Life UK, denounced the new video game for delivering a particularly aberrant message. "Doom Fetito is a deeply perverse form of activism," Ms. Robinson said. "The game involves killing pro-life women before shooting to death an unborn baby with a shotgun at the end. The game openly encourages active hostility against pro-lifers. They are first beaten with fists before later being shot, as well as animosity between mothers and their unborn children," she added. "Once the player has shot to death the unborn child with a shotgun, the game displays a message encouraging them to use the abortion drug misoprostol to defeat unborn children in real life." "As terrible as the game is," Ms. Robinson said, "it reveals, in a gruesome way, exactly what abortion really is: the deliberate ending of an unborn child's life. Abortion may be performed by highly paid staff in an abortion chain clinic owned by Marie Stopes Orgpas, but at the end of the day, abortion is always and everywhere the ending of an innocent baby's life, just as is glorified in this vile game," she said. Ironically, Pope Francis, the first Argentinian pontiff, has compared abortion to hiring a hitman. In 2018, the Pope likened abortion to bumping someone off when they get in our way. "Often the killing of human life in the womb is defended in the name of safeguarding other rights," the Pope told crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. "But how can an act that suppresses innocent and helpless life in its beginnings be therapeutic, civil, or even human? I ask you," the Pope continued, "is it right to bump off a human life to solve a problem? Is it right to hire a hitman to solve a problem? You cannot, it is not right to bump off a human being, no matter how small, to solve a problem. It is like hiring a hitman to solve a problem," he repeated. Follow at Williams Rome.